time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show here on MSONewsports.com. And we wanted to take this opening segment as a tribute to the great Gerard Moynihan. He sponsored the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month program and expanded the Merrimack Valley here in recent years and started on the North Shore in 1992. And Gerard was the owner of Moynihan Lumber with his brothers, partner and co-founder. And he was just so passionate about student athletes, getting them recognition, rewarding great work in the classroom and on the athletic fields. He died on July 28th. Born and raised in Saugus, worked for the Worcester Telegram and Lawrence Eagle Tribune right here in the Merrimack Valley as a sports writer. So some may remember his name, Gerard W. Moynihan. Quite the legacy. He was a big fan of that St. John's Prep and North Reading for sure, but he loved all the athletes. He lived in North Reading, and that's where he died. But we just wanted to open the show with that. And we appreciate his sponsorship through the years, still going with this sponsorship now. And we'll miss Gerard. I remember seeing him in the meetings in the early years of this program. So lots of fun. And we are grateful to have his partnership through the years, and grateful to Moynihan Lumber is keeping his legacy going with us to get those athletes recognized. Condolences to the Moynihan family. We are going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to catch up with Sean Terrio, the new coach of Billerica football. Can you imagine that? New coach, Dwayne Slingsbury, done. Back-to-back 7-1 regular seasons. Terrio comes in. And we interviewed him just a few days before they were going to get started, I believe, last week. But here it is this week. They're in week two now, so forgive the timestamps. But he is back and with us in the Merrimack Valley. He was in Andover's program. You'll hear all about it. I'll save it for you. So after the break, Sean Terrio.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey everyone, Dom Nicastro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk here. Listen up. Phil and Corey Sports World in Saugus, they're still going with these huge appearances from these crazy popular Boston area sports figures. And it's happening all at Sports World in Saugus. Two huge appearances coming up, as we've told you before. And you've heard it here first on the North Shore Sports Desk. First, on Tuesday night, September 9th, head over to Kowloon Restaurant for the first ever local appearance of Patriots number one draft pick, Will Campbell. That's right. They'll be signing from 7 to 9 p.m. Autographs are $89, inscriptions $20, and photo ops just $69. Space is very limited, so don't wait. Then, later in the month, Saturday, September 28th, former Boston Bruin and Philadelphia Flyer Joe Watson comes to Sports World 184 Broadway in Saugus. You know that place, Route 1 South. Noon to 2 p.m., he'll be signing his brand new book, Thundermouth, plus photos and pucks. Get all the details at sportsworld-usa.com. That's sportsworld-usa.com or call 781-233-7222. That's Phil and Corey Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, where the biggest names in sports meet the biggest fans. And guess what? I've seen the Kevin Millar, Dan Shaughnessy appearance. Kevin Millar was awesome. I saw so many pictures that happened recently last week. So it was a big hit, big stuff happening at Sports World 184 Broadway in Saugus. Check it out. Don't miss all the fun. All right, the sports desk back at it with our latest guest. It's going to be new Bill Ricker football coach, and the North Shore folks will remember him from his Danvers days, Sean Terrio. What's going on, coach?
Not much. Getting excited for the year. We're only a couple days away now.
I know, right? Yeah, we are at the time of this. We are a few days out from training camp. And, well, you arrived into a program that is in tremendous shape. Last couple of years have been tremendous. I believe 7-1 back-to-back records in the regular season. Tell me about, you know, how this happened, how this gig kind of emerged for you.
Yeah, well, kind of at the tail end of my Danvers coaching, I was teaching in Billerica. So my first 10 years of middle school teaching was at the middle school in Billerica. So from 05 to 15, I was there. So, you know, during that time, I made a lot of Billerica connections. You know, that's kind of, I think those connections are what sort of brought about me finally landing this job here.
Yeah, absolutely. So between Danvers head coach and Billerica head coach, what happened? Where were you football-wise?
Yeah, from Danvers, I went to Framingham State for 4 or 5 years. And then from there, I went to Andover High School for the last 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Merrimack Valley. There you go. Yeah. You know the ins and outs. And were you under Coach Perry?
I was. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the one who I had coached in Andover before. Actually, right before I took Danvers, I was in Andover. So I had stayed in touch with EJ that whole time, and you know, so we reconnected, and you know, we had some great teams in the last three. Well. Two of the last 3 years that I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, you know, for the Merrimack Valley football teams in Division One, anyway, it's been like a great run. Methuen has had some great runs in there. And then what happens is you get into that state level and man, it's a big world out there, right? You run into the St. John Preps, you run into, you know, whoever, Springfield Central, they were good for a few years. Dan Zavarian now seems like a team to beat. But now you're back in the Merrimack Valley. So with Bill Ricker, different stint, you know, taking over for Dwayne Sigsbury, obviously built up a great program. Like I said earlier, coming in pretty darn good shape.
Yeah. 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 I mean, they had graduated a lot this past year, you know, and they had a really good team, and 2 years ago, they might've had an even better team. You know, so they did graduate a lot, but as far as like culture and, you know, numbers and, you know, attitude, there really wasn't a whole lot that needed to be done. The kids love football. They work really hard in the weight room. You know, the standard has been set already when it comes to that stuff. So in that regard, really was very fortunate and just kind of carried that along.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like you're coming into like a resuscitation effort. You're coming into like a redesign. It's the Sean Terrio era now.
Right.
And, you know, what does that mean in terms of what kind of program you want to build? What does a Sean Terrio program look like? Obviously, you had a long tenure in Danvers and you built that program to be super consistent and competitive. and reaching new heights. You know, I remember covering Gloucester and Danvers, and Danvers was one of the bum teams, right? When I was there in the early 2000s, late 90s. But now, I think Chris Small took a big turn in the early 2000s. Great teams, beat Gloucester in Thanksgiving, huge upset. And from there, it was just very, very consistent program. Yeah. But the question is now, coming to the Indians, what's the Sean Terrio program going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to look very similar to, you know, what we did at Danvers, you know. And to be honest, the kids in the town are not really all that different, you know, culturally, attitude-wise. It's the same kind of blue-collar attitude, blue-collar type kids, you know. So, you know, just being, you know, a very physical, you know, disciplined football team that you know, is just a really tough out when we're average, and a really great team when you know, when we're having good years. And you know, I think you know, a lot of what we did at Danvers, you're gonna see schematically, attitude wise, you're gonna see a lot of that in Billerica.
Yeah, awesome. I always do, it was like a running theme when we were in the 104.9 FM days, that Bill Ricker and Tewksbury were like the Northeastern Conference killers. You know, I think there were a year or two where in the playoffs they met, and you know, Danvers might have got a win over Tewksbury, but mostly, like, we did the math, like, the Tewksbury Bill Ricker record against the NEC was so strong. So you know all about it. I mean, you know exactly what type of football happens in the Valley, and especially with your Andover state. Did Andover draw Bill Ricker each year?
We did the past 2 years. Okay. We won't play them this year because the league is separated again. You know, they went from two tiers to three tiers the last 3 years, and now they're back to two tiers. So we don't cross over with them this year. But I'd like to, you know, hopefully we can kind of reconnect there and get them back on the schedule. You know, and I mean, in my mind, the MVC is, you know, tied for the second best conference, you know, in Massachusetts, as far as top to bottom, you know, and as far as coaching wise, it's definitely up there with any of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's some really, really great coaches that, you know, you gotta be on your A game. You gotta be ready to go each week, because they're gonna have something for you.
Yeah. And I'm guessing the Catholic one is number one for conference.
I mean, I don't think there's anyone that denies that. I mean, that'd be a silly statement to make.
But is Catholic Memorial in there too? Are they in the?
Yeah.
There you go.
So they're in Division Two. So, like, if we, you know, do what we think we can do, you know, hopefully we'll see them late in the year. At some point.
Yeah. Is DiBiase still the coach of that?
Yes. Yes.
Legend. Yep. So many legends in the state still. St. Pierre still around. I mean, it's just, you know, you're going into that's and Division Two. I mean, Division Two is you with Andover. You guys were Division One and made a hell of a run there. But Division Two is its own is Shark Tank. I mean, my goodness. I mean, Billerica was 7-1 the last couple seasons, and I think the farthest was a semifinal appearance, possibly.
I want to say in 2021, they were in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I think it was more Elite Eight, the last couple, maybe.
Right.
You know, but it's funny talking to the guys. A bunch of the guys that were on the staff the last few years are going to be on the staff again. And those are guys that I have known for many years. So it kind of really worked out. But one of the things they always say is, you know, we always pride ourselves on having a big, strong line. He goes, but you get deep into the playoffs, you're going to see big, strong lines, you know? Yeah. And, you know, so it's difficult because, you know, and you're at Division Two, like, you're going to come across someone with, you know, equal value as you.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And then you mentioned, like, your assistants. Is there any Danvers holdovers from the Danvers days that are coming over? Is it completely new?
No, it's not Danvers. There's a couple guys that were with me in Andover that will be coming with me. One happened to be a Billerica grad, so that
worked out
really
sense.
Well. And then another one was actually an Everett guy that had coached with me the last few years in Andover. But a lot of the guys on the staff were on the Borica staff last year. You know, our Borica grads as well. So
yeah,
there's a lot of Borica influence there from the freshman level all the way up through.
Yeah. And seeing Borica the last couple of seasons up front, like what impressed you the most? And you know, I know you lost a lot, but is there any carryovers in terms of what the strength is going to be, or is it kind of like we're going to pivot a little bit and be a little different?
I wouldn't say pivot. You know, I think, like you said earlier, my own kind of spin on things, but definitely, yeah. I mean, I think it would be silly not to tap into the Borica toughness sort of attitude, and I mean, the kids, that's what they pride themselves on, and they're very open to that, and they wear that as a badge of honor, and that's how they like to play football. So,
yeah.
You know, Sigs did a great job of tapping into that, and you know, we're going to tap into that as well, because like I tell the kids all the time, you know, even though as the years go on, the game evolves, it's still, you know, the tougher team will succeed.
Yeah. I can't believe like we're like a week away or so from like a scrimmage. I mean, is that true? You guys on the 23rd, Melrose?
So it's a week from Saturday.
I mean,
we only get, you know, the way the schedule works, you only get 2 days of full padded practices, and then you're scrimmaging.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's brutal on starting things up and revving things up. And I'm just looking at the max prep schedule, but is September 12th the opener, Masconomet?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. September 12th, Masco at home.
Yeah.
And which was a great game last year, you know, and I think will be another great game. They have a lot of guys coming back, and you know, they're doing a really good job over there.
Yeah, they really are. They had a really, really good breakout season last year. And then Westford Academy, those are, you open up with two home games, it looks like, and then you start your Merrimack Valley schedule at Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning the coaches earlier. In the Merrimack Valley, and it's a lot of new blood. I mean, there's like five or so overall, like newish. Yep. Some are a couple years in. You're brand new. Mm-hmm. North Andover's brand new. Andover, not to mention, is brand new.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. The changing of the guard, and you're part of it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, in Lowell's second year, they got a great coach over there. You know, so it's. The coaching, like I said, is phenomenal. You know, you better, like, if you put too much on film, like, they're going to watch the film and they're going to know, and you know, you better do something different.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm just looking at the schedule here. It's like in Merrimack Valley, as is the case, it's usually no nights off, you know, no. Very competitive league. And then, you know, your very last regular season game would be at Methuen. And they, like I said, they've been like a Division I solid team. Oh, yeah. And they're making noise.
And their coach is new. I mean, technically he's new to being the head coach, but he's a phenomenal offensive coordinator. Maybe one of the best I've dealt with in all my years. You know, doing defense. And, you know, so he's going to hit the ground running there.
Yeah. And he had a pretty good couple of weapons to go with in his arsenal with the Eason brothers.
I told those guys, I see them sometimes at different things. I'm like, I don't think we tackled you in 3 years. In the 3 years that we played you.
The numbers were insane. Sean Terrio's here, new Borica football coach. What does preseason look like? You know, you're going to get going this week. A lot of shorts and helmets kind of situations, right?
Yeah. I mean, they pretty much spell out exactly what you can and can't do. The MIA is just, it's very specific, you know, as far as like time, spots, how long you can go, what you can wear, as far as like equipment. Your helmets for several days, and your shoulder pads and helmets for several days, and then, you know, you get a couple full padded, like pseudo double session days. But really the second session is just a walk through on the Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. And Sean, you're still in Borica schools as well?
No, I teach actually in Wakefield. I teach in Wakefield. Yeah.
So what do you teach there?
I teach middle school history, seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been there that's where I'm from. So, you know, about 10 years ago, right in the middle of my Danvers career there, I ended up, because I was in Berwick, and then I went to Wakefield. So I've been in Wakefield the last 10 years.
Yeah. What year did you graduate high school?
1999.
99, okay.
Yeah. So it was the, I don't know if you remember, but there was a coin flip on Thanksgiving.
The Melrose one?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the year after I graduated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the year after. But that was a famous, famous sort of event in Massachusetts high school football.
It really was. And that was Thanksgiving finishing a tie.
Yep.
And yep. Then playoff-wise, it mattered. Who mm-hmm. who won that game? And then you did they show up at the school on the Friday after Thanksgiving to yep. do the coin flip?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Who won it again? Was it?
Yeah. Wakefield won it. Wakefield and then they ended up winning the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And then Melrose, you know, had a tremendous run too there.
Yep.
Recently, you know, in the last, what, 5-7 years.
Yeah. They've been great, you know, and their head coach, Tim Morris, is a great coach. I've seen him when I was recruiting, when I was at Framingham, I'd go by his practices to recruit his kids. And I'm like, wow, this guy brings the energy constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any, North Shore? I mean, you probably did a few of them, North Shore, Merrimack Valley kids at Framingham. Any, notables?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think back. I mean, one of an Arlington kid. He's more that's more Middlesex.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's now there. Cully Curran is their defensive coordinator. Mm. He was one of our best players. We actually had a couple Berwick kids over the years for a year or two.
What that's else? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's and a couple of the Danvers kids ended up coming over for a year or two. You know. D3 college football, sometimes, you know, to get a kid for 4 years is somewhat rare.
It's tough. Yeah. Yeah. I was at Salem State playing baseball and I was waiting for the day they got football. It never happened. I thought that'd be a pretty cool school to have football.
Great spot. That'd be a great spot.
A lot of the North Shore guys playing. But all right, cool. And then how's family life? You know, what's going on in that world for you?
Yeah. I just had my first son.
Congrats. Wow.
He's 18 months now. So he's a year and a half. You know, so that's I had him February, you know, 2 years ago. So last season was the first season I had a kid.
And yes.
I tell you, it's a different animal when you have a child and, you know, you're trying to coach and teach and, you know, do all the things. You got to be really good at time management.
Yeah. And it's just the one. And
just the one right now. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And you keep commuting in from Wakefield or are you?
Yeah. Well, I live in Woburn. I go to Wakefield for school. Then I'm up to Billerica.
It's not bad. It's not bad. That's the commute.
It's not too bad. I know some back roads. I go if I need to.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Stay away from Route 3. Pretty much.
Yeah, that can be. Yeah. Especially from the Burlington Mall, that thing backs way up.
Yeah, I run into Route 3 a lot now because I moved from the North Shore to Manchester, New Hampshire. So I'm a lot of Merrimack Valley, go through there a lot and visit the family in Gloucester, you know. So it's just Route 3 can be an absolute pool and mess. But
for sure.
Well, listen, Coach Terrio, thank you for joining us on the sports desk here. A great Merrimack / North Shore guest. I love those. Two birds at one stone.
That's right.
And, you know, wish Bill Rickard the best of luck. We'll probably catch up midseason or towards the playoffs. I appreciate your time and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach, go get them.
All right, take care.
Talk soon. Bye.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, Moynihan Lumber has a solution. Take a look at a wide selection of energy-efficient Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was the Merrimack Valley interview of the day with Sean Terrio, Bill Ricker Football. So happy to have him on. Looking forward to football starting so soon, early September. It gets going, and the Merrimack Valley football will be fun and exciting as usual. About five new coaches in the last, like, you know, year or two, 3 years. So that's a big changing of the guard in the Valley, as we have said on the show, and looking forward to seeing what happens there. So, all right, all that's left is to let the kids start playing, and then we'll get going, get these great athletes and coaches on the line every single week here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks, everybody. And one more shout out, Gerard Moynihan. We'll miss you. 84 years old, died on July 28th, and leaving quite the legacy. Talk next week.